And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that gets political. Some say President Obama's deferred action directive was a move to court the Latino vote. But all is fair in love and election year politics, right? Well, if there's anything that all colors of the political map can agree on, it's that big money is a big issue in this election. Since the U.S. Supreme Court made its decision in the Citizens United case, an unlimited amount of money is flowing into so-called super PACs that support political candidates, putting this election on the fast track to becoming the most expensive in history. The Supreme Court deemed it constitutional, but some believe it's undermining democracy in the U.S. The San Francisco Mime Troupe is among the most vocal of such critics. The troupe is in its 53rd season, and its current show is called For the Greater Good or The Last Election. The Mime Troupe is using satire and farce to address the role of money in politics, greedy bankers, jobless recovery, and the Occupy movement, just to name a few. KLW's Artemis Kunahoffs went to the premiere of the show in San Francisco's Dolores Park.
A sunny afternoon in Dolores Park usually attracts crowds of people in tank tops and flip-flops, making merry mayhem in honor of the sunshine. But today, it's not just about the good weather. Most eyes are centered on a group of actors about to put the American political system on display.
We can help the downtrodden capitalist and the pitiable billionaire, because when they succeed, we all succeed.
At the center of the story is a wealthy banker who claims to have done everything in his life for the common good, including stealing money.
Damn you, regulatory government! Strangle competition, punish success.
This is the San Francisco Mime Troupe. It is practically a city institution, known for its outspoken political commentary, performed in open spaces and always for free. The author and director of this melodrama is Michael Gene Sullivan. He believes that theater, and satire in particular, is a strong way to raise awareness around political issues of the day.
What we decided to do was push it to its extreme, to show, okay, this is what you're being shown every day, that these people are the makers of America and they are the heroes.
And by these people, Sullivan means the infamous 1% of wealthy Americans.
And that Occupy and the revolutionaries and all these people are villains. So let's just do it completely that way and make it as ironic as possible to show up the contradictions and hypocrisy.
Revolution is just un-American. This country has enough wealth for everyone, as long as we don't try to share it.
The title of the show is For the Greater Good or The Lost Election. The lost election because Sullivan fears corporate money will forever change what it means to run for office.
Unlimited donations means that when is the next time we're going to have somebody who's just a person, you know? It's just going to be, like you said, the best patriots money can buy.
Well, let's look at the numbers. The latest campaign data shows that in July, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney raised just over $100 million. That's about five times more than John McCain raised around this time in the last election. President Barack Obama and his supporters also have raised more, $23 million more than they did in June of 2008. And this is just 1 month. Political strategists agree that if a candidate can substantially outspend his or her opponent, victory is almost certain. Obama outspent McCain in 2008, George Bush outspent John Kerry in 2004, and Al Gore in 2000.
We are Citizens United. Power to the patricians.
Sullivan believes that a couple of years ago, right at the beginning of the recession, there was momentum building toward changing the system.
You know, the first impulse of the country was, of course, you know, those bastard capitalists and bankers and investment bankers and hedge fund managers. They've ruined this country. They've driven it, our economy, into a ditch.
But then the anger started to shift toward so-called big government, Sullivan says.
And this idea has reemerged. The Ayn Randian idea has reemerged of we have to take care of the best because they take care of us.
This is why the Mime Troupe tells its audience, if you don't like the world depicted on stage, go out and change it.
Will you agree to his insane idea
that we have to take back the country?
Well, this, I think, is the most honest discussion of the values and principles that our society needs to live by that you can find anywhere.
Jeff Myers was in the audience and has seen the troupe many times.
I don't think no theatrical group or broadcast media that does nearly as good a job to recognize where our issues really lie.
I agree with their politics.
Marcy Rose is from Los Angeles, and she is also a fan.
I think things definitely need to be changed. I think we need to hold them responsible for what's happened, and we haven't done it yet. And this is as good a way to communicate that as any I've seen. It's using humor, it's using consciousness, it's using sanity. Works for me.
It's no surprise that many audience members are supporters of the troupe's message. But are they ready for revolution?
Goodness, it sounds like you're talking revolution.
Revolution has been possible before, so it, in principle, can always be possible. I don't know whether it's around the corner.
Oliver Hurler is skeptical, and so is Daryl Tye.
I just don't think the country's going to be ready for a revolution. I think there are a lot of progressives, and I know a lot of progressives, but I don't think the progressives really believe in a revolution.
Harry Pariser thinks that the mime troupe is preaching to the converted.
The people who would need to see this play aren't going to see the play. That's one of the biggest problems. And if they didn't see the play, they would start getting angry or something and walk away.
Yeah. Who you're preaching to is the audience. The audience is self-selecting.
Again, mime troupe director Michael Gene Sullivan.
But we can't go into their homes, break into their houses, tie them to chairs, and do the show for them. Theater is always a self-selecting crowd.
Sullivan says the group's popularity and prestigious Tony Award bring more diverse crowds, and not all of them necessarily agree with the mime troupe.
We are performing in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in this huge theater, and one whole row of people got up and walked out. And we found out later it was a teacher who had brought her students because she thought we did silent mime. And when she found out how political the show was, she was worried she was going to be fired, so she had to take her students out of the theater.
In San Francisco's Dolores Park, no one seems to have left during the show. But the question remains, is this going to inspire real change, or is it just thoughtful entertainment?
We are the San Francisco Mime Troupe! Overthrowing capitalism one musical at a time!
For Cross Currents, I'm Artem Skonohaus in San Francisco.